Good morning, Your Excellency, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great pleasure for Professor to welcome you in our offices. And I think it's the first time we've been in this area of investors in the water fund. We really think we shall be inviting the former department of the petrol, diesel,
Green Kofu, Jatua, and Himiko. So, and then if you have a problem along the value chain, that that's why you look at the other sustainable kind of forms like I think nowadays we talk about biofuel, which means uses agricultural feed as a your raw material. I think the end product is still also fuel and chemical. The last one is what is not our core business. It means we have looked at our forms of energy, like nuclear, battery cells, but it's not our core business for now. So others who are responsible for this one, like also for around our coast and the region. So those are the things that we will do, and the other hand is the expected or estimated cost in the land medium. So it's 4,200 minimum, 4.4 billion. The next one is below GPL and POV. That will assist us to spot with the country that already have the resources. So that's why we go out internationally to get those opportunities. My countries are for guests from the long term technology to contact with the GPL. Like I said, we'll diversify from the MOU. It's a thing that we have to find a country to help for us when we have more use and apply out next year. And then our then the role to play locally on the policy infrastructure, but it's more aligned with the group of suppliers in the country, in the medium term and long term. We are doing those studies looking at the code reviews as well as the code refinements. I will just highlight why we are looking at both. The cost of building the CPL are roughly between $10 and $12 billion. And it gives you a capacity of roughly 80,000 barrels a day of oil equivalent. The cost of building a good refinery will be between $4 and $6 billion, but it will give you a capacity of at least 200,000 barrels a day. I think in our assessment today, we are already importing an equivalent of 4,000 barrels a day, which is the size of our refinery. So if you look in those proportions, it's also almost 3 times to be a third of the size of the CCL and the crude refinery. Even the product strength that the CCL gives you, it doesn't give you just fuel because of the IATA and the international regulations that you cannot use to get the fuel for aviation if you may, we can blend the synthetic fuel with and CPL is also lean again sometimes towards the production of diesel and more gas, because more gas is also petrol. So those are and then we look at our diesel process as part of the diversification of the portfolio in energy as well as sustainability requirements, is that the biofuel actually allow for that kind of environment situation. And then you cannot have all the refineries without the necessary infrastructure. So because there will be exploration happening around our water, we are then looking at the pipeline around the world, the west and southern western coast, right up to Fuka. In fact, we can supply our refinery and then supply it on, and then supply maybe Fuka, that may be here if we discover gas within the southern oxygen water, and then the storage for the feedstock as well as the product. We are looking at those areas. The Sudan already has a cool tank farm, and Midmatin has all the storage infrastructure. So we are looking at how we can configure it, and we can facilitate that in the future. It can be used as part of the transportation storage requirements. And from time to time, a shortage of LPG in the country. So we have to look at whether we have sufficient logistics and infrastructure to receive LNG that is floating from the ship, store it, and then load onto the truck or into the vehicle, and then distribute it in the country. So it requires separate or specialized handling requirements. And then the LNG, we are looking at it on the basis that we can supply a power plant and at the same time also supply our refinery beyond 2020-2010. So we have gone extensively very far with the negotiation with key suppliers of LNG in the Navy to the extent that I think we are at a level where they want to know the can't apply between us and Intel so that on an economic scale, I think they need a minimum of between 3 and 4 million tons per annum. Our roughly say 4 million tons is around about like 80,000 barrels per day in oil. And then in order to move because the final is the harbor that sometimes located not in strategic places where the market is, then we have to look at the shipping between where we get the feedstock and then where we load into the strategic storage area. So that's part of the organization. In all, since we have to pay our portion of the operation, that would require 45 billion but we will have the full financial model of everything by the end of the year, and then we will decide how to move forward in this approach. I think that's what in overall I can somehow say about the technical so far and what the process is going to play in what we do. We didn't put our financial away, so how much of what we can afford. Support out of the 46 billion high proportion of that in the form of a reasonable proportion of that, and then we hope we'll be able to raise funding, and then we'll see what other means we require to close the gap between what we can contribute and the funding that we can get, and then to specify the total amount that we require. I think initially we'll look at it on a commercial basis, and then we'll also always ask for a strategic basis. I think that highlights that I will hand over to Mr. Nigel and to discuss the key things that the, what other roles do we play as specialty concerns and cooperation plans that study on an economic environment and corporate social investment.
Facing as far as they need to go. They set themselves the physics of Jacobson. Second is Jacobson, the design and configuration of federal airplanes, designed on the base of national jets. And the physics of jets for the production of human fields. What we know is that the reserve receipts, the refinery runs, are estimated to run dry by 2011. Just as a conductor of S.P. Jefferson has any plan to increase all such feedstocks and elsewhere, what is the plan post the estimated time of the well currently exploited running dry? With that in mind then, what is Central S.A. strategy for security of the flood? There as the following report of natural gas supply. What is Central S.A. strategy to sustain gas to UPL? Flood after its resources have been exhausted, possibly around 2011. Alternative sources, gentlemen. How far are the following underlying undertakings by SA, Petro SA? Petro SA plans to import liquid fuel natural gas with more gas as the anchor customer. As indigenous gas reserves are limited, the Saldana LNG project is promised by Petro SA, promoted by Petro SA. The LNG will be transported to Saldana and stored and re-gasified for three potential customers. One, an Eskom plant combined cycle gas through the turbine, the gas emitted plant near motor gas, the motor bay, the natural gas market in Saldana Bay and Cape Town. Petro SA is also involved in assessing the feasibility of a gas transmission pipeline running by Orion Moon in Namibia to Kuha, near Port Elizabeth in the Cape province. Gas supply system will be from a variety of South African and Namibian systems, including the Mwuzi and Kuni. Chair, the last question to the three basic alternatives of energy policy. What is household energy support Jefferson? The program has been approved by the Ministry during 2007. The main objective of this policy is to facilitate the provision of basic energy needs to the individuals of African households that do not have access to electricity. Comrade Gita will now know that Comrade Ruth is asking questions on the level of the mesh on the country LPG. Both IP and LPG are part of the energy carrier, forming part of this policy. What preparation does Petro SA have to ensure the delivery of this group for the delivery of this energy carrier, particularly LPG? How will they ensure BGC participation in the supply and the delivery of this group? What exercises are undertaken to ensure that the pricing of LPG remains affordable for the indigenous of this country? Then, what will they do to ensure terminal for LPG. That will never have that.
Over and then the
then they re-look at the demand and they realize that they can actually pump higher than what it is for the nominal capacity at the time. So they reduce the life of the plant to roughly about 10 years due to them increasing the throughput into the plant. But it is not that the plant is not as expensive. So in doing that, they were able to make sufficient cash which kept the plant going, which then in the end resulted in us running out of cash now. Otherwise, we would not be under that pressure. So what we're doing is, and to resolve that problem, is we have actually secured a lease to explore now one moving the coin and the area we that we have explored in the past, continental waters, where the depth of sea water was up to, say, 200 meters. Now we're moving away from the continental shelf into deeper waters where the depth is up to be more than 200 meters. I think ultimately we go to ultra deep where the depth is more than 2 kilometers before you hit the bottom of the sea and then start something between 1 and 5 kilometers into the rock. So there is our seismic information that we have shows that there may be a potential that you can discover gas or oil. That's why we'll be exploring from, I think the region we are going to explore the last part of the year or later, the first part of the year we explore. Over and above that, PASA has issued licenses to Philippines and other companies along the West Coast. We will also be doing additional exploration. I think what has been a problem is the conversion of those five new authorized plus the reality team situation that they can make an agreement on the commerciality of the project that they will undertake. So let's say we do not discover gas, then it means we will reach our end of the plateau that in 2010. No, we are directed, we are negotiating with the Qataris and we will be, approach the Omani because they are some of the biggest suppliers of LNG. But LNG is only going to fly if we combine it with the power production, like a gas-fired power station, as you said. We call it the CCGT, closed cycle gas turbine. I think we needed a minimum of at least 1,600 megawatt capacity with a utilization rate of about 50%. So it seems like Eskom actually can't have a campaign, but we do not know why, but that's what it should be, which means now we may look upon DMG to other than if they are continuing to issue an independent power license. Because in all probabilities, on the even using the international price, the way we have structured, if we combine it with our GPS, so that we can afford to pay the prices prevailing in the international, if we combine it with that. Why we need electricity is more to increase the offtake, because the minimum size of shipments is around about 110,000 to 120,000 tons. The ship that makes it economies of scale below that is not attractive in cost of the demand. So you need a bigger market. But to guarantee that kind of supply, you need a minimum base. So then beyond that, you can actually expand. And so we will be discussing extensively with the NE to either issue that license and then negotiate with ESCOM at the very least the partnership agreement. So the other thing that has been the price that they produce electricity cheaper than the existing system. So I think those part of them will try and see how they can do it. But it looks like we will get we can get the gas, the LNG at competitive price in the water. If we can be able to have a power plant anywhere in the Western Gate close up the power plant. So we have that option. I think that's going to say also that one does my in principle I can say that we have done a lot of that. We then may have to do something that went somewhere else and then convert the motor there by refinery into a chemical complex. means utility, which is what we call intermediate coda from anywhere, which means we can talk master, we can talk contemporary, we can talk other things, and then and build a technical complex. That's used by. So, but that is the number, but it means we just change the majority of the equipment that is already there. If the father is actually using the practice, or if he was operation manager and supervisor, the chairman, where they converted some of the plants, actually take gas and the combination of nutrient products to produce fuel and chemicals. He even combined with a chemical plant that used to be there and created an integrated approach into the environment. So we need to respond to this. So we will have some proposals in the end of how we say that. So he said we were looking at gas and then looking at importing gas and then in the end we have to contract it in that kind of complex. So I think this is a challenge. In principle, you may not necessarily run dry. Then the gas transmission pipeline from Namibia is more to us to say that if we discover gas along the coast, we already have the design and the EIA approval. But it doesn't mean we will necessarily put the pipeline unless we are sure that we will be in a position to then utilize the pipeline. So if the medium is long, short to medium term, we may just put the pipeline to cover if we import energy from the LNG distribution terminal to outland and then using two feeding power plants that we choose to one motivate the other one atlantic. And then beyond that we will always relate and say we can food and that food goes ahead. But food on our financial analysis of the is that it's actually more expensive than importing LNG for now. Because the geological information tells us that the reserves don't occur in one big reserve, but they occur in smaller pockets. So to actually interconnect those pockets so that you can produce sufficient gas, actually costs more than $2 billion. Then you have to run a subsea pipeline to shore and then another road pipeline from shore to the end. So on average, the gas price will be more than $6 per gigajoule. And you can buy LNG delivered in South Africa, much more cost effective than that.
And energy, for some provision of basic energy needs.
We were actually busy looking at three areas where we will build what we call integrated energy centers, where we put LPG, fuel, and the other basic needs like in the IT and small shops to provide. Supply the increasing demand. So then it goes up to the market, or you can, the tax can come and fetch it from that. So it's likely different from the importation of fuel because it's gas. So the storage department is loading and offloading around the back line. That's different. So what we do with those are we will then, and we, once they are finalized, we will then announce which area we will put in the tax infrastructure. And then from there, we have to look at the internal distribution. I think you have to all understand the pricing of LPG is different from the pricing of fuel. Because the art producer does not get the benefit of the pricing that you see in the market. So how they price the item of market? What I can say, you can get cheaper from the final than what you take. So I don't know whether it's the logistics and containerization of gas that makes it safe for people to pay. I think DMP is looking at those studies, how that time and attention is going to be. It's not the salary that is taken as well.
Thank you.
So what we want to look at that, I think you can buy cheaper at the farmer, and like if, besides that the requirement, if we have supply, we can sell to people at maybe half the price that you get it. And then you see how you get it. Just get it from the point of how we get that. I don't know if we captured all the questions about our price card on the
for now, I leave the others for the main debate.
So we just know the name of the city. That's it.
The city is the
city. You have any follow-up on the economy today?
Quite critical to your mandate and at the heart of the current government drive to reform the reform by the end of the day. It's a very connected comment. Because I understand targets have been set so that they should be achieved. We've seen what you call either progress and some extent and challenges. What I would like to raise with you is in terms of seeking to achieve the target that has been set, how far away and operationally when doing business in terms of achieving those, what are challenges? And there might be programs in place, but when you come to the actual application, there are challenges. And in the face of those challenges, through consultation, what are efforts that have been put in place so as to show that the fundamental mandate is achieved.
Any other follow-up? Follow-up on this? Yes.
Does it have on the deck as far as procurement on the deck, old and the environmental companies, be that as it may, are there perhaps any strategies that PetroSA, particularly as a regional oil company, to continue to play this leading and exemplary transformation? When it comes to raising the bar, when it comes to both less suppliers to raise it and to raise it.
Any other
memorandum of understanding. Federal is current market is mainly the oil companies that are raising it. came about as a result of a numerical understanding. And when we use the future, we see and other Satya members. Where is Satya members are from Tetra-SA? This arrangement which is coming to an end is the particular concern. What does this situation actually for Tetra-SA in the country? Can Tetra-SA explain a detail to the situation as to what length they have going to be forward into the future, and what is currently being done to avert a situation where Tetra-SA might not have a market for its production at the end of the current century. And South Africa is easier to put production in opportunity and abundance for them. Cultural interest and Tetra-SA by and the balance is made of products manufactured from crude imports. Given this scenario, are there any plans to judge Tetra-SA have to increase production, and if so, will such extra production capacity be either cold, to liquid, even or gas to be used?
Okay, let me just start with the MOU. Thank you. For the MOU, we are basically working on what we call the downstream energy strategy. If you look at that, I highlighted that the import now of finished products into the country. The only argument that we have is that dealers want to buy from us at the discount because they know we don't have the organic product. And that's the argument. But in principle, we should be able to sell our products in the process because we are already importing. But then the argument for them is that we want to product at least price. So I think that's what we're fighting. So we have started negotiating with them on an individual basis. I think that we are negotiating on your from a week after we become a person for the year. It's not that they don't need our product. I think we understand that the shutdown is something. They are already buying some of our products. But the reason is because they are also in a difficult situation. We can service at a good price so that we make money for the customer. So that will always be the issue. And then two, we have already moved in and into the BE arena where we sell finished products to them. But because of the agreement that between now and the expiry of the MOU, we will restrict us on how much we can sell. And one, two, is also that we don't have the logistic infrastructure to be able to effectively sell to BE. We still have to rely on their infrastructure, like the depots, the trucks, the loading, offloading facilities. That's why we can't move that much. We have to go and negotiate with them. So they will overcharge an attractive cost or a price for us to be able to access them. Hence why I said maybe if we reach their huge deadlock, we will ask the committee to assist us in negotiating that. They then cut some of the negotiating available to us, the price maybe that we can all discuss. Because the processing allows that we can recover the investment in the but we are negotiating on a commercial basis. I think we are located at the core, so it means we will always be able to sell our products because we also produce among the high environmental climate products. So our products are always in demand internationally. So I don't think we'll be in a crisis that we will actually have a chance of appearing that we have to shut
share, then
all the things on the app, but we have to essentially discuss the product that we sell to for them to be able to complete, because we sell our product to BE and then BE on sell it to a consumer. But we compete with other companies who sell, like a producer who sells directly to the consumer. So unless all of us sell through BE, there's always be that differential in the pricing. And then the other one is also financing of the average shipment in a traffic about between 25,000 and 30,000 liters. At the current liter, the user roughly about 200,000 rand just for one shipment. And then you need to have cash to guarantee to pay of that amount, and it will get into the payment cycle, which is a problem. But we are going about, because you can't offer a discount and also offer at the same time certain concessions on the payment side. Otherwise, it means you have offered a double discount. So those are all the issues. But we are working and seeing how we improve the world. We can actually how we bring in and assist the people. I think somewhere we also have to take a plan in order to make the meeting happen. I think that's over and that. And then that it never happens if somebody has not favorably looked at introducing BE. That we have to look at those things. In order for us to have the water to access all these things. I think I highlighted something last year. We've always talking about it, so our financial. But you are level or the crude oil price or this is the basic much. But we forget all these other individual costs and actually making sure we facilitate that others are able to participate. I think in principle there is a level of cost that we have to pay in order for us to be equal in the industry. For somebody who's a graduate, they should pay a certain amount of land and all those things. Either the government pays or the institutions provide scholarships for part time. That's how we have it. It means we also have to do that. And how we assist the EU to be able to enter in that environment. I think the other one is that the market, the biggest market, is actually far from production. It means we have to negotiate certain arrangements with the existing oil companies, that if a BE customer says that for the market in South Den, given that to ship a product from Monty, no matter how much it's going to be, the shipping cost or the logistic cost will then remove that discount, which means then do not be competitive with an inland refiner or a refiner who has a depot and storage facility in South Den. So we also have to look at that and say, okay, we can assist you. But we have to go and negotiate separate agreements with the existing refiners who have the infrastructure or access to what we call swap or price agreements. But at the same time, those things we have to supply to that customer. So we are always in that context. We say, your customers, we assist you because they are taking our customers. How do you manage to do this? So we will not supply, we will not give you access to the So, some of the things would have been easily done, but the real commercial of capital system is not as easy as it looks like, and that's why we should have sold by now to be an average of 500 million liters per annum. But we realized all the things that were never in that logistic or downstream market, and were never allowed to perform in fishing, airports, and pipelines. Is now a problem in us being far ahead of achieving the target that we have been set, and that we have those kinds of things. But we put a strategy of the system, and then the reality is gone for that. We actually have to go and negotiate to say we suffer in the debt for them to be able to load for the future. Then they say, no, we will give you that request, but indirectly, it means we are creating a competitor for them. So an example is not like that.
Yeah.
But I'm just doing it. So you see how well it is. And maybe it's also important for us to grow bigger than what we have so that we will be able to, on an economy, we will be able to offer better returns because we can absorb them. And then the other one is that I've got a very strict financial audience, so not like that. This is the one who fights with the people about the management of funds. So it's always a concern of the CD, so this is the one who says, no, we can't do it because we can do it like this, so we can't do it because we can. So we always have also an internal debate. I think we also need skills. I think the skills are very specialized in some of these areas. Like if you are implementing, in principle, you can make a lot of money if you understand, I will not call it the literacy, but if you understand the movement in the appetite in the rising system. Like if I buy something exclusive, if I buy in there, then giving you your business this month. And if it's arbitrage, then it becomes your opportunity in the market. Same if we can cost. If you understand that the dollar movement is like this, so if I close the contract now, I will be able to move it because the product infrastructure is going to be added to the full price. So the arbitrage, what they call in oil and product, this is contango and backwardation. You can make a lot of money. And so, but we need to develop and work in that environment and do additional studies to understand. So those are the things we also have negotiated with the parties, like international companies that and our joint ventures, that they make the training opportunities available, and they are available. It's only that it's difficult also for PE companies to, even if we sponsor the training, for them to make 2 months, 3 months without pay to go and do the study. So we also have to look at how we can assist them because they also have to earn something for being surviving and in business. You may be faced with that look and say, okay, you may pay a certain portion of your salary, or we pay your salary while they're also paying. So you look at the, those are all the constraints that I think at higher level, I'm just showing you so that you can appreciate how far and how much you have to do. Even if things are available, they are not as easily accessible as we think. Because I can say our partner, Salesforce, that is trading desk in London, they can take 10 people. But then it is those 10 people will be without income for the period of the training. Even if I can say we pay the FTC accommodation, they still need to end to keep their responsibilities in check in the product. So we do have to look in overall in all those things. But then besides that, we also have to in-house develop the same capacity because we are structured as well also to train people. The same BE is the one to access the market. We also have to compete with us. Our people to understand the trading and they have to trade directly, negotiate with the other parties, not through the EU. So it's all these things that we have to work with and that we have to overcome in delivering on the EU objective. And I can tell you the bank structure I have made. You say you have a contract with the EU that you charge you. As if you are a well-established organization, they provide all the guarantees that are going to carry a contribution. And then, have covered this in overall in my answer. All the questions here. But it's like I think we are working on how to overcome those constraints and those challenges. And we should be in a much better position than what we have achieved today, next year. The difficulty is in position to be in the upstream, because before you announce the government, because you never know exactly how much is in the reservoir, like if you have store for all the gas until the last or even us. For real, before it was supposed to have finished in 2001, it's still running today. Because along the line, our people have learned and understand the reservoir. Every time we produce, we also take the data, feed it on our model, optimize it, and look what can be done. So, we estimate that there were 22 million barrels, but we have produced more than 40 million barrels today. But to bring a BEE, it means we would have said this is not commercially viable, because we know what was there. One, two, in that the cost of participating there was that, I mean, having the risk to, I can put it at 95%, that we can lose everything. But on the other hand, if you find it, you can make all the money. That's the kind of the sum of the risk that you have a 2% success rate. If you go to 398 goals, I mean 100 goals, to find two that are viable. And those two sometimes are so viable they pay for 300 goals and other people. That's the kind of situation you work with in the country. And no banks or bankers are prepared to finance until you say you are going to have to do the development. So it's difficult in those areas to bring in the. And then to bring the service provider, it's also very difficult to ask them in the center of the, even the downstream on the service side, like getting professional companies like engineers to supply services. It's very difficult that the chemical industry has said needs to comply with international codes, like mainly like API, American Petroleum Institute, ASME codes, IN standards, the S standards, the Japanese standards, for you to return. Very few of them have actually went in industry to a level where they will be able to buy and produce new electrodes. You need to then subscribe, have to use new standards, update it, you need to attend, send your people to use international conferences. Just to sustain themselves to be able to comply to those standards, you need to be audited and certified. It, on average, it costs about between $100,000 and $500,000. It means just to set up, before you even get a contract, and if you get a small risk, let's say we get a project, we give you a small project, we can't even pay for your setup cost. So we also have to look at how we bridge the gap of bringing in these professional people to provide the professional services to sell for the same, at the same time complying to these standards. And lastly, that the kind of upfront, like we have helicopters that provide service, one for the next time we take it to offshore, I don't think they did own helicopters in every in their apartment. And our helicopters are even different from the normal helicopters. They should be able to float on water, they should have a certain safety requirement over and above the normal helicopter. So to invest, to adapt in a normal design, it means to guarantee your contract for at least 5 years or 10 years, so that you can pay back just for the upfront investment that you have to make. And then you also cannot say you will then need one helicopter, even if you need one. Because if the helicopter is down, it means we need you to continue to work every day, so you can't spend it. You have to do at least 3 helicopters. Because technically they have to go for inspection and can put it down, and this one is broken, while this one is, then at least you have one helicopter. So the setup costs in this industry are huge, but that means we are not going to do it. We assist them to see how they can access helicopters, or even the boats. You need to have a boat and all those things to sort of provide backup services to the hospital. And if you have a primary, you can see the capital cost for that just a fixed immediate property. But it doesn't mean we can't facilitate and do it. It just means that the federal state has to play a huge role and effort in making sure that these international companies at least give the access and opportunity to pay that so that we have the human capacity to engage, operate and manage these things. And then see how they can joint venture with them as them contributing this, I would call it equity in the form of their equipment and resources in providing services to the state. And then that as the federal state has to get the capacity prior to all these aspects. So I hope that comprehensive account the challenges that we face. But I think we can see we have gone quite far even in those challenges.
Is there any philosophy that I would use any other? I want to think that the test empowered report has kind of been the last experience of the test. Yes, I mean, that is the fastest. And they also have some kind of thing to say about the test of the in particular the area which was highlighted as a recent factor and that relates to lack of women representation. And how that then has the state that this is across the board in the industry. We cannot say that it is in parachute important to very trying to understand how far it is going. But the minimum community and the main reason for us coming to make sure we do when you were there, all of them were very happy. You had this thing of confidentiality that you cannot go to the family. But for parts of South Africa, how much has nothing protected that they come to? I can see here in all these things. So many follow something like this, but more on the income, on the page. So we want to know what does it mean if it empowers us, and others are saying that we are engaged, that we are involved in projects and programs. Whether indeed we are on the core areas of our business. See, you cannot be in the company that people selling stationery, professional products, or selling anything, throwing. People are quite busy, but some people are not busy. So that we understand that in terms of the attention of the how far we've gone after your response we read from our side
for
will pay you that upfront and even pay you as a bonus. I think you ask that you should appreciate that you still even have half the money for the project. But I think that that's why we are now increasing the program to include other universities. We are even going to move further to high school and identify students at those levels so that we attract them into this field. It's not only science and engineering and finance, but actually we also need lawyers in the process. If you can negotiate a better position for yourself, no matter how efficient you are under US law, like now since we partner with and this is not company. Now we will be paying for a set time for the transportation. See that we are paying now the gas tax international price. So it's no longer now a good business. It becomes a margin business. But you know what? I will find out a negotiation of the best deal. It means that the more we can is that they have international lawyers and army officers. And then they go to everywhere, every town, everything in the project. So we also have to train people in that profession. So it's not only science, we have to expose our people to so because if we can't go to them, we can have the best project, get the best opportunities, but we will be losing on our agreement that we are extending the duration of that technology of that program. So the majority of our feedstock, I think, is localized in the sense that we use gas that we produce from offshore, which is roughly about an equivalent of 20,000 to 25,000 barrels a day. Then we think we import condensate and reformate that's basically our feedstock. That's the portion that we import. That's why we will not be substantially behaving. Increase the B in case, but once we start introducing LNG, we may increase our pressure. Those contracts on average are about, in a year, about 2.5 billion rand. So if we have done 40% of the state, so we are looking at how we can increase besides those challenges by highlighting that even better. And then the other concern of how we can increase that is that, like I said, nobody will be able to sustain an organization on one quarter or on 1 year contract. So the better cost and better the margin you get, because don't forget they also don't produce or own the they buy and then they take a money, is that it has to sustain you on a day-to-day basis and also sustain you on the upfront investment of the set up. Plus the visits you have to do internationally for all the things. But they need long-term contracts. And in between, like I said, we also have this fluctuation in certain coupon prices, fluctuation every day or every hour, because we have the East, Europe, the US, and then it depends on the situation in those countries. We also have to have these skills, both for training and for the food. You can see a spot card that's really not. But besides that, we have managed to form a few PEs, not form process. Assisted a few PEs who actually started into the trading environment through special education. We can name a group, but the one is the name, but the others, even the other oil companies, are now able to say they have PE to supply because of us starting. So I think that's I think for us to make better inroads that we have to be more than 50% on the import using BE to even improve the better. Like what I say is that because of the fluctuation we also are not able to issue better long term contracts to sustain that because you lock yourself to find that if it's not good or reformate or condemnate price that much. Actually shipping costs. Once you lock yourself on high shipping costs and then they go down, you will never get the benefit during the duration of the contract. So now we have reduced and say maybe we have to shorten that but at the same time it affects the sea. So let's work out a strategy on how we can have the continuing to go on towards the sea and make them sustainable.
That our total spend, as the spend salary for common justice is defined, is 1.2 billion. And of that, we have spent 496 million on GEE. That is, those are the companies that qualify to be referred to as GEE. But there is a 202 million which has been spent also on state transformed companies. That means that they have the actual holding less than 25%. So, yes, we have spent 41% on BEE compared to, I think, the previous year we had spent about 40%. Right. I'm not, to address the issue which has been raised by the CEO that we do have challenges. The challenge is, like for instance, one challenge that manifested itself in the current year is that we had to embark on a drilling in the South Coast to extend the life of the flag. So when one looks at our financial figures in 2-3 months' time, we'll see that federal state spend, expenditure is about 5 billion. And then, and I would not want the committee to say, oh, but we were aware of 1.2 billion. That's a great thing. We could not stop any GE company, no South African white-owned company, for that matter, that would be able to carry out that. So we had to use the two international companies who specialize in this type of process. To indicate the challenge, even when we had to get these companies to comply with the need requirement that was required by the GTR, it was a difficult task. But what we did achieve, as you will see in the slide, was that, okay, if you cannot invest portion of this in the country, you have to train people in the country. Those companies, I think they are indicated in subsidy. They've made a full commitment that they will train people for us. So we have identified, or in the process of identifying with some of our delegates, people within the organization to go and be trained by those companies. So our the representation of the women in all levels of said, let us say, employees. I think currently the slides indicate that we are around 24%. But again, there is a concerted effort, a team, and that, again, is achieved by the ARPP in identifying the people that have to be seconded and people that have to be it is 24% of the community that has to be seconded. The focus is on needs. And also, again, just to show with the portfolio committee that as the leadership of the again, as you said last week at the presentation by SASA, the SASA manager is an expert again, always uses the term that the DE is an imperative. And this is true, it is for better. Why? It's because other than it being legislated, it is also a specific mandate from the show board that which you represent and that indicates that some observation was made in our fortnightly expo meeting that for the past three expos, we spent a lot of time on people. And it was about the question which was asked by the honorable member, how do we retain these people? And how do we develop these people? And I think the issue was, it is not only a good or attractive a package with your salary that you pay individuals. It is also about recognizing and utilizing the individual effectively. What normally happens is that people go and study accounting when they get employed in companies and they get even or they get underemployed. And for us to recognize that it should not be a matter of windows, that when we employ a people, we must make sure that they are utilized properly and they are fully employed and they can derive from the certification. I thought that you said that. Also, say another thing we said, the CEO didn't know, again, from the slides that I was going to make. Which again, coming to the portfolio committee, there's a slide that shows the pillar of corporate progressive investment. This pillar, which we use for our corporate social investment. For the past 3 years, but 1 year, we have consistently allocated about 50 million rand towards corporate social investment. With three pillars, one is the effect of food donations, food sponsorship and investment. But the foundation of growth is towards community development, education and training, HIV and AIDS, poverty alleviation. Typically, last year we allocated, as I indicated, 50 million. But one will notice that we only spend about 32 or 51 million. And the rest, I mean, we could not spend. It was unclear. And what happened, as it happens, I think they also, I think with our strategy, we don't roll over either. I mean, you don't use it, you lose. So basically, strictly applying that principle, we would have lost about 19 million, which was allocated for the good cause. But I have negotiated with the board. Again, the CEO indicated how strict I am with the vendors. I have negotiated that for this particular one, yes, we don't roll it over, but we make sure that the following year's allocation includes that 19 million. Where's the challenge is? again, as you know, in all our spheres of society, there is a capacity that is, you identify, for instance, a deserving cause, but there is no capacity in the sense that there is no infrastructure to assure that this money will take out, it will be utilized for the appropriate again, what that 90 million again, I must indicate the one which you produced 10 million was towards education in the education. And again, in terms of the treasury, the national treasury regulations do not supposed to donate to a government department and make a payment to the government department. How we do that is that we can make a payment to a trust, which is a form to perform that specific objective. Like we have in the Western States, that we do have the trust that is responsible for building the schools, like the schools we are putting up in Sudan. To the Eastern Cape, we didn't have that infrastructure. But we still had an intervention where with the assistance of the National Office of Education, we have put that that's also a challenge in making sure that we carry out our social program. I thought that you guys had it.
But just from my understanding, you say how much debt you have been taking, 5 billion, 1.2, 2.5. How much from the income, for 5 billion, or from a school, I mean, from the state, from the tax for 3 billion, so all the things, how much and that? Because I need to know from there, out of what you said, the importance out of it, is how much it went to the but I think we need this information of this company itself and the beneficiaries. So that you know what talking, we're not talking paper, we're talking something very concrete.
$296 million was spent on mini companies. That is the companies that are fully in 202 million. 202 million. To those companies that maybe have a 20% lecture holding or 15% lecture holding. And we say, in terms of the definition, they are not the income. So we spent the people on that. So that is the expenditure that is spent on.
Out of 1.2.
Out of 1.2 of that. That will reflect the discretionary exchange. But the total expense for the company, that includes now those items which were, there was no opportunity for BE, it was 5.3.
So
why I'm giving this figure, Clement, is I do not want the committee. Because when Empowered Equity will be doing this work, they will be looking at the total expense and say, you were drilling and you're doing this. And so you need to have this 5.3 million. That is, therefore, the difference between the 5.3 and the 1.2 into 4.1 billion is expenditure which is towards which does not qualify to be considered a special light. Our electricity vehicle export is included, not included in that. The insurance that you go and buy is not included in that figure. And the capital expenditure that you pay for such fee and all fees is not included in that.
So are we really saying that on the total expense, much more less than half of the total expense, which has nothing to do with discretionary expense?
In the sense that the new code, the expenditure we pay to other government-owned entities to be excluded. The expenditure we pay, as I indicated, for subsidy or fee is to be excluded. So, what we have is in our discretion now.
But then, to ask, maybe
Mr. Kingston,
what is the farmers are because of their inherent supply of food that you don't have some of the food. But some of the important ones is that the time that you are in of the high food prices, you get companies saying, South Africa is not attractive to come and do business. Because they have more in Angola, they have more in Asia, they have more in the Gulf of Mexico. Suppliers and construction companies are very attract them to come here. It means incentivize them to come here because they say, I can't move my boat from Gulf of Mexico to here just to come and do it 3 months or when I can get a 5 year contract and I know my family. So we also face those kinds of situations that even though it's an important thing, it may be discretionary if you go deeper. Is that you just can't get them to agree to say, you want this, you want that, you want that, you want that, you want this establishment of this infrastructure, we don't need to. But maybe once we grow, like in Africa, we discover oil and gas, then we'll be able to also have a lever to actually make sure that these companies set up offices here, they do this, they negotiate. A better position. Even our project, they were even prepared to pay penalties for them to be late here. That how much they will occupy someone. They said, okay, we'll pay you the penalty. But in the end, we are not looking for penalty, we're looking for the way. So that's the situation. So in the end, we say, how can we then look at these companies to affect them that they also have DEP? It means we also have to have DEE companies that are prepared to take this kind of risk. Because these people own boats, they own divers, they own... The cost of most of these divers, which is from these offshore companies, is not about the people that make the increasing money. It's the investment that they have. Like people say they're going to lay a pipeline, it's not laid by people. It's laid by, I can call it, like a ship, it's a mobile factory. You just put parts, they can buy parts from BE, but the major cost is this ship that is actually going to drive along the sea to make the parts. You find 80-90% of the cost is towards the ship rather than towards the parts of the people. So when you see parts there, they will find that the parts will cost 100 million, but the ship itself, the services of it will cost a billion back. So it means for us to increase that capital cost towards BE. BE is in principle, like I said, in many companies, they should own the ship. Then we can substantially increase that. Otherwise, we have to negotiate with companies. And I would say there are Dutch companies, and you know how difficult to negotiate with these Dutch companies. And they are even web family-owned businesses. They don't even want to lend equity. So it's that kind of complex situation. That we can come to we are sitting or saying, if we also have enough capacity of projects that we can keep them here for 3 or 5 years, then we'll be able to say, also the people we send overseas for training. We have now trained people who can then partner with you to execute this kind of work. So we will always be happy.
We'll have to come back at some point for you. But you see, for me, I must be sure I understand what you're saying. Because taking a safe way to what you do, I come to the conclusion that within the content extent is very little portion for the personal extent. I hear what you say about the code of the DV code and so on. I think we understand. But I think it needs at some point to come back here and understand with this question. Because if you can, on the total extent, by 28 years, from the point of view of the work done by empowerment, don't go for the one who takes personal expenditure to run for two. They will come to it out of this. They will come to it 496 million out of 5.3 million. And then they will come to a conclusion that it won't put the cost much more there than that. So I think we should at this point. Because we get bombarded by companies, particularly in the industry. People telling us what is important to us. When you come closer, there's nothing to do with cost. There's always, in the periphery, you can say, I think you can do this if you are not within the industry. So I think we have to answer that to understand the impact. By one person, as I said, this DV company. Because Petrol South Africa is a state-owned entity, it is not going to get pressure more than any other player. But neither would it get less pressure. So that, what I think we must say this at the end, that after this is the first company we are existing. This is the first company. We go up to the last. After the last company, we will have, based on the information we have, compared with what empowered us, come to a conclusion and be able to tell public that in fact, in this industry, this is a situation. And this individual company, we make our own conclusion that if I am self-concerned, this is a situation. If I am self-concerned, this is a situation. And so on and so forth. With self-concerned, I must say that on the issue of the MOU, the Memorandum of Understanding, the structure, we are with the response to the structure, how far are they going to go back? So that you are able to, to mitigate some of the areas of the 20 when we are not going to take that year or the fourth. So we'll see that, but as I said, we still need more information more than we have, and that's what we've done here through the Office of the Secretary of the Commerce, so that we have this full picture of that. So we do not want when we come up with a scorecard of companies, we need the quality exaggerate the weaknesses or underestimate the strength of our way. So we want to be as close as true to reality as possible. As I said, that so far you know, heads of South Africa, even with all the resources we have, have been quite kindly scooping in terms of that in the field. I think from our perspective, I think any other things that's from our side over and above what we expect from yourself as the FOP, you also are able to see what you think you should do to do what you think you need to do or what you are asking. Very cool you can get it. Both the ones which are, you know, categorized as TV and other the ones that are expected. So part of the problem is this problem. And we want to know what it is that we can do in assisting our colleagues from DCI to come up with a very good kind of a legislation in so far as
thank you so much.